1. Late March 1810. Colchester, Essex, England.
Miss Brekensole, what an unexpected pleasure, a man drawled in a cultured voice, the merest hint of laughter colouring his melodious baritone.
Unexpected and wholly unwelcome.
Gabriella froze in her admiration of Nicolette Twistleton's adorable pug puppy, and barely refrained from gnashing her teeth. She knew full well who stood behind her. The odious, arrogant, annoying as Hades, Maxwell, Duke of Pennington. His delicious cologne wafted past her nostrils, and she let her eyelids drift half shut as she ordered her heart to resume its regular cadence. He didn't know what she'd discovered about him, that he was a dishonourable, deceiving blackguard behind his oh-so-charming demeanour. And he meant to destroy her grandfather. That knowledge bolstered her courage and settled her erratic pulse. One midnight eyebrow arched questioningly. Nicolette threw her a harried glance before dipping into a curtsy.
"Your Grace?"
Gabriella hadn't confided in Nicolette, hadn't confided in anyone as to why she disliked him so very much. Quashing her irritation at his appearance and his daring to greet her as if they were the greatest of friends, she schooled her features into blandness before turning and sinking into the expected deferential greeting.
"Duke?"
He bowed, his strong mouth slanted into his usual half-mocking smile.
"What brings you to town?"
He glanced around.
"Your sister or grandmother aren't with you, or an Abigail either."
A hint of disapproval edged his observation.
"Did you come with Miss Twistleton?"
Beast! Who was he to question her conduct? She wasn't accountable to him.
"No, I am here with my mother."
Nicolette cast Gabriella another bewildered glance.
"She's in the milliner's."
Surely he was aware, as was the whole of Colchester, that a lady's maid was an unnecessary expense, according to Gabriella's grandfather. That the Duke so offhandedly and publicly made mention of the deficiency angered and chagrined her. Pennington turned an expectant look upon her, as if he were entitled to have an answer, because, after all, he was the much-sought-after Duke of Pennington. Edging her chin upward, Gabriella clutched her packages tighter, one of which was her twin's birthday present. She saved for months to be able to surprise Ophelia with the mazarine blue velvet cloak.
"A grandmama is unwell, and Ophelia stayed home to care for her."
She wouldn't offer him further explanation.
"I'm truly sorry to hear that. May I have my physician call upon her?" he asked, all solicitousness, even going so far as to lower his brows, as if he truly cared.
A concern she knew to be feigned, given what she'd overheard at the Duke and Duchess of Sutcliffe's Christmastide house party last December.
"That's not necessary. She was seen by one only last week."
My, she sounded positively unaffected, the epitome of a self-possessed, gently bred young woman. Inside, she fumed at his forwardness. How she wanted to rail at him, to tell him precisely what she thought of his nefarious scheme. Why did he, conceited, handsome rake-hell, have to be in Colchester today, too? He promptly turned her much-anticipated afternoon outing sour. Freshly cut lemon or gooseberry face-puckering, attitude-ruining sour. And why he insisted upon trying to speak to her at every opportunity, she couldn't conceive. 3 months ago, in the few unfortunate occasions they'd come across each other since, she'd made her feelings perfectly clear, to the point of rudeness clear. She'd heard him vow to the Dukes of Sheffield and Sutcliffe that, come hell or high water, Pennington's very sternly muttered words, he'd reclaim the lands that had once been an unentailed part of the duchy, lands that had belonged to his grandmother's family for generations. Property, which included her beloved home, Hertfordshire Court. A holding that Grandpapa had purchased, fair and square, from the Duke's own degenerate grandfather decades before, and which, with hard work and industry, had made the estate prosperous.
"Mamma is so very pleased you are to attend our musical assembly, Your Grace," Nicolette blurted.
As if sensing the stilted silence, and not understanding the reason why, but wanting to diffuse the tangible awkwardness. Unable to contain her disbelief, Gabriella sent him a quick glance from beneath her lashes.
He is to attend. Oh, of all the dashed rotten luck.
He rarely remained at his country seat past mid-March. London held far more appeal to a man of the world like him, and truth be told, she had anticipated, needed, a few months' reprieve from his presence. She and Ophelia were to attend as well, but now she no longer anticipated her first social foray, other than tea, in 2 months, as she had but a minute ago.